God's testing.
Your testing, really, the Bible says we're to judge each other. 1 Corinthians 5, Matthew 18.
And accountability.
So if I can show you sin that you're keeping, will you repent of it?
If you, yeah, sure.
Okay, so if you can go on my website, I got thousands of articles. If you can
show me. On your website before.
Show me any.
We've had a conversation before.
About when?
At City on the Hill 2 years ago.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. And I'm usually never forget a face, but I forget you. Yeah, I preach at City on the Hill. More worldliness, bringing in, ready? City on the Hill.
Yeah, I'm not interested in
No, you unite to that. They bring in Roman Catholic priests and do the mass right on site. And all the Christians go with it and put up with
well,
it.
Well, not all the Christians do that.
Really? If you're going
you
there united
word,
to it, you do it.
You use the word all a lot.
Well, all American Christians.
All?
Ready? Hold on. All American Christians, they keep your system. Unless they repent, they're in sin. Yes. They
so
are.
If I'm a Christian that's trying to learn, that's trying to grow, and I'm trying to seek wisdom from him, from you, from the Bible, the scripture, where in your opinion then, in your leadership, would you say, why would don'tperish.com, why would anything there supersede what I...
Doesn't to, supersede. But, you go and test to the word. But you, I don't have any truth.
But you've used the word, what I say a lot.
Right.
You use that phrase.
Okay, Paul says I, because
yeah,
he's talking...
Paul,
he's so talking the word of God.
He's asking about you, though.
He's
why
talking the word of God.
That?
So when I say something, test it to the word of God.
Sure.
I believe Jesus died for my sins. All you said I. The scriptures teach that.
So
I believe pagan Christmas is wrong and sinful. All you said I.
Oh, sorry.
That's
me,
the
me,
bad
me,
argument.
Let me rephrase my
go
question.
See how many times Paul said I.
Sure, no. That was a bad
and I'm supposed to imitate Paul.
That was a bad phrasing of that question.
And Paul would rebuke you.
If I am coming up to you on the street, and let's say I'm hearing these things for the first time in my life, in your opinion, if I'm a non-believer, you know, from your opinion...
So you're coming up to me in the street, and you're a non-believer.
And I'm a non-believer.
Okay.
And
you're going to get the gospel.
Right, but let me finish.
Yeah.
And I hear what you're saying, but everything I feel like I'm receiving from you is from... your judgment, not God's judgment.
I took you and can show you everything in the Word of God. See, I have a website.
No, I believe that part.
I have
of it.
A website
saying,
that
I'm
backs
saying
it
what
up.
I'm receiving from you.
So you're supposed to go test it.
Sure.
So everything you
teach
is
a non-believer.
I tell
non-believer. Them how. I tell them go right to Scripture.
Okay.
Open the Word of God. Test everything. I tell men all the time, go to the Scripture. Test everything you do, how you live, how you talk, how you dress, where you're from, what
sure.
you're
yeah,
practicing.
Awesome.
Test it all to the Word of God. And so, but you're not doing that because if you test it to the Word of God, you would quickly see. Yeah, I need to boast in Christ for a minute. My wife and I became believers 15 years ago, lifelong Lutheran there. I was a pagan, I grew up, and then I went to some of these places for a while. And I started, one day I came to myself. This is my wife's sister, Amen. This
Hello.
Is Michael.
Dan.
And this is Dan, he's the pastor here now.
Yes, ma'am.
We're having a pretty good conversation. I thought it was gonna go south for a while, but we're having a good conversation. 15 years ago, I got tired of running from my old life. I was worldly, carnal, drunken, fighting, partying man.
Amen.
I told my wife, I'm repenting. I heard the gospel, an semblance of it when I was 18, but I ran from it my whole life. And I said, I'm repenting. And she said, what are you talking about? And I said, I'm going to follow Christ. She's like, well, I believe in Christ. It's a long story. I gave her a Bible. I said, you must be born again. Her and I were born again about 2 weeks apart from each other. Here's where I'm going to boast in Christ. I'm boasting right there.
Sure.
In the first year, with no one helping us, and I'm not a smart man, all right? I'm not a smart man. I have the Word of God. I will stand on it like a bulldog on a bone. You will not move me unless you bring me the Word of God.
Sure.
Bible says, earnestly contend for the faith once delivered. First Jude 1. Or Jude, there's only one. In the first year, we, together, no one helping us, studying, had 95% of our doctrine down that we teach today, that I teach today,
sure.
15 years later.
Yeah.
95%. There were a few things I had to tweak. Like I had to learn that the word church is really a corrupted word.
Sure.
Ecclesia
yeah.
called out ones. Yeah. I had to learn that.
Yeah.
I had to learn some more things about dress. But 95% in the first year on our own. So when I come to these places, modern pastors,
sure.
and I see 30 years, what it tells me is they're the fulfillment of prophecy. That in the last days, they will not endure sound doctrine. They will bring hirelings, itchy-eared pastors that make them feel good. And unless you've street preached, you can't understand when you go out in the street and I talk to homeless people and they don't know the gospel. They are closer to the kingdom of God
sure.
than your people leaving here if I meet them down the street.
Sure.
The drug addict is closer to the kingdom of God. They never call the police on me. They never threaten me. They never hate on me. They end up hugging me, loving me, and saying, man, thanks for caring about me.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Modern pastors call the police on me. Yours just threatened it today. He probably didn't call, or if he did, the police probably said, we know that guy. He's peaceful. What do you want us to
sure.
do? Shoot him?
Sure.
How wicked of your modern pastor, your ex-modern pastor, to call the police on peace-loving people. And so 95%, when I see this place and I see the fruit coming out here and I see you trying to learn, it shouldn't take you long to go, wow, I met that wild street preacher and I'm going here. I'm going to take a month from this place and I'm going to just go in the scriptures and test everything. Forget don'tperish.com.
Sure.
Stand on that for me, would you, honey, so it doesn't blow away? No, I'll grab it. Forget don'tperish.com. Study what I've said according to the word. You won't come back here until they repent of those false ways. What you will come back for is, my wife likes the fellowship. We like the emotional music that, by the way, the New Testament didn't use instruments. Instruments became a very fleshly thing.
Sure.
Look at what's going on with One Fest, or what was that called?
You
recognize him? I'm testing you. I didn't either. He met us at...
2 years ago, City on the Hill.
City on the Hill, he met us.
Yeah,
oh, that's the Rapids one.
No, that's in Duluth.
Bayfront. I'm confused. We do so many.
You guys were back to back. I came.
We're all over the. We go all over the place. You will test all these things, and you'll come back, and you'll tell Pastor Dan, we're keeping these pagan holidays that Christ said in Mark 7. If you worship man-made traditions, you worship God in vain.
Sure. Yeah.
You're worshiping God in vain here. And I come to point that out and say to you, you're wasting your worship.
Well, I'll tell you what I do appreciate. Even though we may disagree on a couple things.
You got to show me in scripture what I've said is wrong.
I'm not interested in
that. But
we
disagree.
Yeah, that's fine.
But you got to correct me.
Oh, can I finish, please?
I'm going to email the testing to you. Then you
I'd
can
love
correct
that.
Me.
Yeah. Well, I'll just go on the website. Yeah.
But no, I'm going to send you the testing, and then I'd like for you
asking,
to correct it.
Yeah. So can I get out what I'm going to say, please? That'd be awesome. I super appreciate your love for us to say what you're saying.
Amen.
Even though I may not agree with everything you're saying, I appreciate your guys' love and the way that you're doing this. Because if you didn't love us, you wouldn't care enough to say anything.
Yeah.
So I'm super appreciative.
I have a question.
Yeah, can I finish though?
Okay.
So I'm super appreciative of what you guys are doing and the love that you guys have for Christians. It's a big deal to me, because I would argue that even though I would disagree, that your motive is what I appreciate.
Really?
Yeah.
So are you repenting of the statement you made before? I got it on audio where you said, man, I don't feel any love from you. Are you repenting
of that?
No,
I didn't say that.
You did. I got an audio. You said, man, I don't feel any love from you.
No, I said, I'm not feeling that right now.
Okay.
See,
this is what you got to get away from.
But let me respond to what you just said.
Okay.
I didn't say about what you were sharing, so please keep my words in context. I said the way that you're talking to me, I don't feel love.
Yeah. Okay.
Now you sharing the truth with me.
When people get a rebuke.
You're interrupting me again. That's like about the 25th time.
But when people get a rebuke, they're not going to feel love. Because, see, you're used to fleshly love.
I don't think that's
you're used to fleshly love. So you're a fleshly man.
You don't know me, though.
So you're a fleshly man.
But you don't know me.
You do. You whippity-do your hair. You dress in a way that has fashion. You have skinny pants on. Actually, I don't. I don't comb my hair. I haven't combed my beard. I haven't combed my beard in like 3 days.
These are pants that fit me.
Those are skinny pants.
It's irrelevant.
And you're not teaching young men his head should come off when he's talking about the things of God. You're not teaching women to cover their heads.
No, I'm not.
Men have long hair, which is shameful, according to Paul.
Yeah.
You expect me. I love you, sir. I love you. Can I give you a gospel card? I'm not calling you out. I just called you out. I was just saying that some of the things that are sinful. And Paul says a man should have short hair, not long hair, because the culture is very feminized. And men, you have a beard. I appreciate that. It's not, I can't bring you a verse that says a man should have a beard. But if Paul and Jesus and the prophets and the disciples were all our example, they all wore tunics. They all wore beards. They all came out of the culture. None of them practiced
they didn't wear that
pagan
tunic.
Holidays. Didn't wear what?
That tunic.
They didn't wear this tunic?
Why do I have to wear a specific tunic? Preacher stuff, and they didn't have phones.
They didn't drive a van either, but I do that to so we can add things that aren't sinful.
Oh, so now it's apples
so
to
you,
oranges.
You get to, you get
but
to
showing your
culture.
Form off is sinful. My form is covered. Using a phone isn't sinful. You see how your logic is wrong?
You said we can be in the world, but not of the world.
Right. I don't use my phone for anything but preaching the gospel, exposing false places. So
why would you even need that?
Because I use it for God's glory. Why do I need to eat a peanut butter jelly sandwich when I could eat ramen noodles? I mean, it's just a choice. There's nothing sinful.
Even if I repent of my former life with my tattoos.
You should cover them.
Can I?
Yeah.
Again, so what I'm saying is even if that's my former life, right?
Based on
what you're preaching and everything, what you're sharing, I should say what you're sharing, because that's what you're sharing.
Well, I am preaching.
God,
I'm preaching.
You know, how then, if I'm able to, if someone else, just like the homeless person sees you and whatnot, if I'm able to see another man or woman on the street of the same nature, and they start hearing the words that are coming out of my mouth from I'm preaching, right? Mm-hmm. And they say, wow, he looks like me, but his life is not like me. I am now created a bridge, her as Jesus would, to open up to them and say.
So in that case, you would approve of the women that go to witness to hookers and they dress like hookers. There's actual ministry. There's an actual ministry where women dress up like hookers to go out and minister to hookers. That's how they get close to them. That's called pragmatism. That's sinful. Your first charge and your first order is to worship God.
Right.
Glorify Him. Yes. Cover your body. Okay. Get biblical. Then go do ministry. You don't take your sin with you to do ministry. You cover your sin up.
Okay.
And then you can share with people. You're witnessing to a guy.
What
and
do you
go,
mean by,
man, you go, look here, man. I used to be that way. I'm not that way anymore to protect my witness. You can be cleansed. You can be transformed. I used to be that way. I tell people all the time, ready? Other than homosexuality, drugs, and murder, I've done everything. It's the only three I could think I haven't done in my life before I was a Christian. I had to leave all that behind.
Yeah.
I can't bring that with me and go, come on, man, I'm just like you guys. Here's a beer. Here's a shot in whiskey, man. I'm just like you. You don't do that. See, that's pragmatism. These places are built on pragmatism. He thinks he can dress the way he wants, do pagan holidays, invite his church to do the false grandma's marathon that's worldly and carnal, to be like people, to reach them. And yesterday we heard this a lot. Ready? Oh, you're never going to reach a lot of people like that. Well, guess what? I'm not trying to reach people like you guys do, fill up buildings with goats. I'm trying to reach sheep. You may be one. You may be one. He needs to repent as a pastor to be one. I'm trying to reach sheep. I'm not trying to lure people and make their ears tickle, feel good. I'm telling them the truth. And I want to go back to what you said about love before. I'm not feeling love. Do you think the people felt love when Jesus had a whip in the temple?
Yeah, no, that's not what I was referring to.
Wait, one more. Do you think Jesus felt love from, or do you think the Pharisees felt love from John the Baptist? You guys walked up to me. John the Baptist stood there and said, who told you to flee from the wrath of God, you wicked snakes and vipers? Do you think they felt love from me?
Yeah, that's not what I was saying, though. I asked you repeatedly not to interrupt me, and then you continued to do it, so that's what I
tend
said.
To...
And you just did it again, like 25th time.
Yeah, okay, I tend to interrupt modern pastors because you don't have standing.
You're rude, that's why
you don't
do
have
it.
Standing.
Okay, but...
Jesus did, too.
Well, you're doing it because
Jesus did, too. Because you're standing here defending your sin and your swill, and you need
a rebuke. I'm asking.
I don't know about these guys. This guy seems like a seeker.
Listen,
you need
a
rebuke.
I'm okay with being rebuked.
Yeah, you're in sin and you're going to lose your soul.
That's fine.
Your words don't matter.
That's great.
Your words don't matter.
Okay, that's fine.
Because you have no standing. You're a terrible witness. You're in sin and heresy. You're in feminism. You're in worldliness. You're in carnality. You're in pagan holidays. Your words don't matter. If I rob a bank and the police show up and they got me on video, my words don't matter.
Yeah, they do.
You're sinning.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. They
said, we got you. Shut up. They cuff you. They throw you and they take you down.
They said you
can't. Then the judge talks to you.
Yeah, and then his words matter.
You're in sin. You need to repent.
But that doesn't change being respectful to
somebody. I don't need to respect false teachers. Where does it tell me to respect false teachers?
You don't have to respect
teachers. Nope. I don't respect false teachers.
Okay, that's fine.
There you go. So you need to learn more. You need to listen and you need to learn more. And until any of you can go to my website and show me false doctrine, you would all be wise to listen to someone that's come out of churchianity, that's come out of every false way, that's come out of the world, that preaches the sound doctrine and gospel. I love you guys. That's why I'm here, sir. Can I give you a gospel card? You would be well to listen to somebody that God has sent to you. I'm a messenger from God.
Sure.
I'm not a prophet, but let me explain something. I do a prophet's job, not a prophet.
You're the vessel.
I'm not a prophet. I read the word of God. I proclaim the word of God. But I do what a prophet does. What did the prophets do in the Old Testament? You look pretty smart. What did they do in the Old Testament? The prophets. What did they do in the Old Testament? What was their calling?
Their calling was just to listen to the Lord and to speak the Lord's will.
Yeah, so they were like messengers.
Yeah.
So they showed up, and who did they show up to preach to?
Just the people who were willing to listen.
Mostly the people of God that were in sin and when they transgressed. And what always often happened to the prophets?
Persecuted, jailed.
They were killed, beat up, cut in half.
Yeah.
I show up at religious places. Your ex-pastor said he's going to call the police on me. I was peaceful on a public sidewalk. This is what the religious people do. I would rather witness, and I've done it, to a biker gang of tattooed covered outlaw men than to a busload of modern pastors. Do you know why? Those biker guys are closer to the kingdom of God. Modern pastors are a lot like him. I don't have to listen to you. He said, I don't have to test nothing. They think they got it going on. They got nothing going on because guess what? Unless you guys are in leadership and claiming to be teachers of God, the wrath for him is going to be tremendous. Jesus said, it would be better for you to have a millstone tied around your neck than to mislead young people, which he does. And that old pastor does too, that I bet. It would be better. I don't know about you guys. I don't want a millstone on my neck in the ocean. But it would be better that of that than what's coming for false teachers that deceive children into their pagan holidays, their worldliness. We saw wicked children, not wicked children. We saw innocent children put into wicked places yesterday at the marathon. I street preached at the marathon. Your church links to that. The Bible says, if you love the things of the world, 1 John 2:15, the love of God's not in you. We already covered James 4:4. If you're a friend of the world, you're a friend. You're not a friend of God. You're an enemy of God. How did Jesus say you can be his friend?
By hating your mother, hating your brother, bearing your cross to follow him. That's the only way.
Yep, that is correct. And then there's one other place he says it specifically. John 14, he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Yeah. One of his commandments is come out of the world. You guys don't do that. One of his commandments is don't do false ways. You guys do false ways.
Can you see how that's confusing for me as you have an iPhone and you have a camera and you have these modern
Let's talk about world. So when I say the world, I don't mean technology. Meaning, wow, you printed a sign with a fire number so the firemen can come up and put out your building that catches on fire. Can I tell you a story? The Amish, familiar with the Amish? Okay, we never were Amish, we're not Anabaptists. We dress biblical, my wife covers her head. Do you know the Amish would tell you that's sinful because that's technology, they printed a sign? That's what they would do. Technology is not sinful. When I say the world,
Can you see it as someone who's a new non-believer listening to you, from what you said earlier at the beginning till now, that's confusing.
That's why you don't judge until you ask. So there's two kingdoms.
But you judged us before you asked.
I know your fruit. I looked on your website. I know. I see your fruit.
I just told you I've only been here for
a month. I see your fruit. So I said the church. I'm judging the church.
But you said
you, and I told you a long time ago to take your hat off to be respectful from God, and you still haven't done it. Your head's not supposed to be covered.
I don't listen to you. I listen to God.
There you go. In 1 Corinthians 11, it says men's heads should be uncovered.
Worship and liturgy.
Okay. When you're prophesizing, preaching.
I'm not a prophet.
Prophesizing is foretelling the word of God. It's respectful to take your hat off. But anyway, there's two kingdoms. We'll cover the world right now. Kingdom of God in Christ. It's in our heart that if you're truly a believer, you can't just go to church and claim to be a true believer. Jesus' disciples follow him and his word and his ways. The churches don't do that. So the kingdom of God in Christ, it's in our hearts right now. It's physically going to come in the world one day when the new Jerusalem, when he returns. By the way, I need to throw this in here. He's coming at the end of the tribulation. There's no pre-trib rapture. It's another lie of, I don't know what you teach. That's another lie of denominational, non-denominational, that there's going to be a rapture. We're all taken away. We don't suffer. And then Jesus comes back. We are going to suffer the wrath of Satan and go through the tribulation.
1,000 years.
So there's a kingdom of Satan. We're all right now standing in the kingdom of Satan.
Sure.
So when I say the world, it's the world that Satan created. So it's all of the
iPhone,
politics.
Cameras.
No. Politics, sports, entertainment. Philippians 4:8. Are you familiar with it? It's a great verse. Whatever is good, pure, true, worthy, noble. So everything you do, you test that.
So cobalt that's mined in slave labor camps in the Congo that's in your cell phone.
No.
Yes. It is.
No, first of all, I would have to leave the world to not partake in anything that doesn't have a communist touch on it,
so
that doesn't have sinful touch.
You're giving yourself a buffer, but not everybody
Jesus
else.
Said, I'll give you my Savior's words. They said, should we pay taxes? I'm going to answer you. Should we use worldly stuff? That isn't sinful. That stuff that's mined by the Romans. Should we pay taxes? What did Jesus say?
I don't know, honestly.
Well, we're not talking about taxes.
Yeah. We're talking about giving to an evil system.
But I'm saying this is a human evil
system. We're talking about giving to an evil system. Jesus said, give to Caesar what is Caesar's. Give to God's what is God's. So if you test a phone, if I use it to communicate with my wife, and I use it to preach the gospel, it's not sinful. If I use it for porn,
didn't need it, so why do you?
Well, because it's just a tool. It's a tool. I don't need it.
I don't think he's arguing.
You don't need a building. You have one. You don't need a hat. You have one. You don't need tattoos. You have one.
I think it's great. You use it for that.
Yeah. It's just for that.
He was saying. He was saying that the metals in it were mined by human beings.
Like I said, I'd have to leave the world to leave all of that. I'm not caught up in the minutia of that.
Sure.
I'd have to leave the world. But I can leave. Ready? I don't need to be involved in a worldly marathon.
Sure.
I don't need to be involved in sports, politics, entertainment. So you need to refine your testing more and go, what would be holy?
What was really cool about running the half marathon for myself yesterday is I had a moment with a young man.
Did you run it?
I did. I had a moment with a young man, and he was struggling. And I said, hey, man, we're almost done. Keep going. And I was able to put my hand on his shoulder and look him in the eye. I don't know him from Adam. And I said, God loves you. And if you believe that, there is so much more endurance beyond just this physical running. So is that not
that's more pragmatism. You're in a race, and that's the NFL football players that act rowdy, carnal, knock each other down, bust bones, and then when they score a touchdown, they get in the end zone and pray for 5 seconds. So God does not want that lip service. That's sin. And by the way, you told him a lie.
How did I tell him a lie?
God doesn't love him.
Yes, he does.
Psalm 5:5 says God hates the wicked. Go look it up. John 9 says God doesn't hear the prayers of sinners. Look at them leaving. You're going to get rebuked, Pastor. You need it. He needs a rebuke.
Sure.
Psalm 5:5. See, you came first and you're still here. There's something in you. Not in those men. They walk away. Did you hear your pastor say he doesn't need to test? And what I say doesn't matter when I'm talking about the oracles of God. This is why the man before him, and that's why him, are going to keep this bloated goat farm going and deceive people. Because they're not called. I've seen people come out of here smoking cigarettes. Is anybody calling them out of their sin? They're going to die and go to hell in their willful sin.
Sure.
This is your pastor approving of this. So there's something in you, young man. Don't let them stamp it out. I came here maybe just for you. I probably did.
Maybe.
Don't let them stamp it out. And don't judge me if you go, wow, I didn't like how he said this. He did that. Great. I'm an imperfect man. Judge the doctrine. Yeah. Judge the word. Judge the truth.
I guess what I'll say to you is when I ask those questions, I don't mean it actually person to person.
I get it.
I'm just asking because I'm trying to understand.
Can I go back to the world thing? You got to test better. Yeah, you live in a house where some communist made a material that sold her. Oh, my. We're not talking about that. We're talking about directly sinful things, Michael.
Okay,
so going to the marathon and me running and showing my body off and doing pride for a good time, that is being of the world. That's carnal, that's fleshly, that's sinful.
So,
watching the Packers is carnal and worldly and sinful. Being involved in politics, hear me out here. I'm not saying if you say, honey, our town wants to put in an abortion clinic, we can vote and say no. I'm not saying it's sinful to go and say no. What's sinful is if I'm out here with a Trump flag, he's my hope. Ooh, Trump, he's the next Jesus. That's getting involved in politics. So make sure you differentiate the world from what is truly the world, okay?
Sure.
And what the world I'm talking about is Satan. Satan took Jesus up on the pinnacle and said, I'll give you everything if you worship me. Satan runs this whole culture.
Yeah.
So look at sports, it's carnal and fleshly. Politics, it's corrupt. Music, it's fleshly and carnal. These people in here singing songs to Jesus, they don't want to talk about Jesus.
Sure.
And so your pastor and those men walked away when I want to cover this. When I said, you told that man that God loves him. God actually does not love you today in your sin unless you repent. You see what I'm saying? See how it's deceptive to tell someone God loves you. You need to tell them, did you know God loved the world? It's a past tense act that happened 2,000 years ago. He sent Jesus. While you and I were in our sins yet, he was still going to send Jesus. But guess what? In order to get that applied, see, and if you want the love of God, you're going to get love or you're going to get wrath. Here's what you need to do, young man. You need to repent. And you're in no place to tell them to repent and come out of the world when you're running with them.
Sure.
You're worldly and you go to a false church.
Sure.
So be careful of your arguments about going into the details of things until you go, well, wait a minute, that isn't sinful. You know,
I guess I was just asking for context.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. Here. But understand that. See, they all walked away at that love thing. You see, this is what false men do. Ready? You say something. And I go, oh, that's crazy. And I walk away and I leave you. I don't test what you say.
Sure.
First of all, do I love you if I don't test what you say to correct you? No.
You're saying Jesus spoke in truth and then love.
Yeah, exactly. And see, truth is love.
Right.
I don't need to bring you candies and cookies.
Yeah.
Do you know how many times we stand out and do this, Michael? And it's Michael, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I meet so many people. They bring us out coffee and cookies and donuts. And I look at them and we go, no, thank you. That's nice.
Yeah.
We want the pastor with a Bible.
Sure.
All they know is fleshly, carnal love for the most part. And what's very dangerous about these places is they do what Satan does. They've mixed truth with error. They got truth. The pastor's got truth. Mm-hmm. That older pastor's got truth. They got a lot of error,
sure.
A lot of sin, a lot of worldliness. Do you have any children?
I have three.
Okay. Would you feed them rat poison?
No.
Why?
Because it would kill them.
How much poison's in rat poison? Do you know?
I don't
know. I'm an old farmer. It's like 5% poison. That's it. You know what the rest of it is? Yummy protein. The rats eat it up and it carries the poison through their bloodstream.
Sure.
If they got 20% of lies, errors, and sin, you're going to feed that to your wife and your children. It's spiritual death.
Sure.
So I get passionate about it because, you know, that pastor needed a second rebuke. When you look up my testing, the video of him out here, he came out and I tried to give him a gospel card. He's like, yeah, whatever. He tried to tell me a story and I basically rebuked him. Nowhere does the Bible tell me to respect false teachers. Nowhere does it tell me to give them time. He's not my brother. That pastor, I don't know about those other three men. That pastor's not my brother. If he was my brother, he'd come out of the world. Now, you may be my brother. I see something in you. If you are, you'll repent. You'll email me and say, I came out. I'm going to study scripture. I'm going to follow Christ. I'm going to be a Noah. Do you live in this town?
Yes.
You'll say, I'm going to be a Noah in my town. I'm going to follow Christ. I've rooted out all sin. And you'll even tell me, my wife hates it, maybe. But it doesn't matter to me. I'm going to serve Jesus Christ no matter what. I know men that had lost their wives over the truth of God. And if I'll be honest with you, if you're not willing to lose your wife over the truth of God, and when your children grow older and they say, Dad, I don't want to do that, you're not willing, like Jesus said, come to separate mother, daughter, father, son. If you're not willing for those people to leave you for the cause of Christ, you're not worthy of Christ.
I've been reading Luke 14:26 every single morning to try to remind myself.
Yeah, yeah. And so I just encourage you to study a lot deeper. My website is designed, I do three things. I preach the biblical gospel in the streets. We make biblical disciples. We'll do it online. We'll Bible study with people. We'll do it long distance. And we call out false teaching. The third one I never wanted to do. You know why I'm doing it? You know why I'm doing it? Is because everywhere I go, you can't throw a stick without hitting a false teacher or hitting people that are affected by false teachers. And that's why if you get closer to the truth and you start living it and you really strip down your life, you're going to get a righteous anger against these false teachers that go, oh, Michael, you don't have to worry about tattoos and your worldly dress and covering your head. And your wife can wear tight pants so everybody can look at her butt and her crotch and a tight blouse and they can look at her breasts. You don't have to worry about that. I know, I'm being graphic. That's what they tell you. That's okay. Look at my wife. She's covered. She's covered. She's godly. She's holy. She's biblical. She respects God. She honors me because God told her to do that. And it was her choice, too. She actually found head covering before I ever did when we were early believers. But unless your heart's changed by the gospel, it's going to show in your temple. If it doesn't show in your temple, think about it. What do you got? I saw what they say in the church. You say, I judge them and I don't know. I do know. What does it say on their church website? Let me see if you know.
I've never been to the website. Yeah.
I have. Yeah. It says, how do I dress? Any way you want. Does that sound like how the people of God should be representing their temple that Jesus died for? He says shorts. People wear shorts. Ah. I got men. How old are you?
32.
Okay. Well, I was going to guess younger. I got men that are you and younger, your age and younger, talk to me in the streets and they say, I don't know what to do, preacher. They said, I got to look at the ground in my church because the girls all caused me to lust. Mm,
sure.
And the dads allow it. The moms allow it. The pastors allow it. And again, you may say, well, you're focused a lot on the outside. Oh, no, we covered the gospel. We covered pagan holidays. But this is a baser judgment. If you saw a guy run by naked, I promise you, you're making a judgment. You're going, wow, what's wrong with him? Is he a creep? Is he on drugs? Is he okay? We better get him some help. He's naked. Well, what's your standard?
Sure.
Biblical nakedness is if you and I show off our thigh.
Sure.
That's where, you know, that's where pants came from. Look up. I've got articles on all this underdress. Breeches. God gave the priests breeches, and breeches eventually became pants.
Sure.
So there's nothing sinful about pants, but here's the thing. Pants are actually an undergarment. You're supposed to wear something over it, and this is beautiful. The Bible says, gird up your loins. They can have two meanings. gird up your spiritual loins, yeah. Which means I seen the pastors come and he threatened the police. I'm like, okay, gird up our spiritual loins. This is going down here. We're going to do this. And then the physical girding up your loins, that if you and I were working, there's no women or nothing around, and we have to do a lot of work, we can gird up our tunics so we don't stumble and trip over them. Sure. But it's a covering of ourselves. And God himself did it, Michael.
Sure.
And they ignore it. Sure. Your pastor even knew it. And he ignores it.
Sure.
Why do you think he ignores it?
I don't know. I can't judge him. Only God can.
Fills up buildings. The Bible tells us why. Itch ears.
Sure.
They draw people to themselves. If he preaches all truth, he's going to empty this building. It'll go back to an old AMC movie theater, whatever it was. It'll go back to that. Well,
sure.
Not anymore. They don't do this anymore, but popularity. Yeah. And so my warning to you, and I offered you the idea, take a month. Your pastor has a reason now. You can say, you know what? Some of that stuff that guy said, I don't know. It's crazy. Is it true? I'm going to take a month and test everything he said, but I'm going to go to scripture because you said, I say, everything I told you is from God's word. I never once gave you my opinion.
True.
And if you got my card, got my email, you email me, I'll give you my cell phone.
Okay.
That's kind of my filter. If someone's serious, they'll email me. Then we go to cell phone. And I will promise you anything on my website, you can test and I'll correct. I'll give an answer. Anything I've said here, the audio, the video is going to go up. And we do this because now for years, this church will be marked.
Mm-hmm.
It will. And people search Hermantown. It's going to be marked. And they'll go, what is this? Street preacher showed up. And they'll see all of this. And the day they repent and get things right, I'll put a note on there. It says they repented. They got this right. I'm not going to take the testing down because David's sin is shown. Paul's sin is shown. So this is why we do it. We do it to glorify God, to mark these false teachers and false places so people like you aren't swept away. And if I don't come and show up with a sign, how would I have ever got to talk to you?
I don't mean to be rude and to leave the conversation, but I do have to get my
absolutely.
So thank you.
I love you.
And I love you too. And I hope that at the end of all these days that we can see each other up there.
Well, if you're truly my brother and you repent of a place like this and get it right, you contact me. I'll encourage you to walk in your faith and your life, and I'll encourage you to walk. I'll come back and see you. I travel all over the country.
Sure.
I'll come back. I'll see you. I'll encourage you. We don't ask anything of people. We don't take money. You know, real quick, you mentioned, oh, well, it's good to give money. It's good to give money if it's for a biblical reason, not for buildings, salaries, and especially for sinful places.
Sure.
So you test everything I said. Okay. Unlike false teachers say they don't have to test nothing. You test everything I said. You email me, correct anything. I will give an answer. And if you want Bible study, you want to go deep, I'm here for you.
Okay.
I love you, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
You need to repent. I do love you, but you do need to repent.